Upside down data synchronization. It's all fun and games until somebody needs to synchronize their user interface data. Abraham Lincoln. The CouchDB server, browsers, PouchDB, Svelte stores, and Svelte data binding, along with automatic user interface updates, all combine to create some really fancy opportunities. The data synchronization approach, where we wrap very simple values with information that makes them universally unique for the purpose of storage and tracking, makes synchronization automatic. And synchronization is a very hard problem, especially if you look at it from the network and database end, all the way up to the user interface that needs to be in sync when network data changes. Too many hops is not a good thing in here. But let us jump to the beginning for just a tiny moment. When you say A equals 1 and X equals A plus A, which is to say X equals 1 plus 1, X will equal 2. But if you ever change A, X will not automatically update, and it will stay 2. If anything, X will try to slowly sneak up on you and goose you. It happened to me several times. Every programmer at this point will say that it is supposed to be that way. If things were any other way, nothing would work. But that is not true on the user interface and network data level, on the very high levels. And to fix this, a lot of software has been written to just overcomplicate the whole thing. This is a very big problem, of course. The A plus A example is just that, a very simple example. But monitoring variables for change and updating all the necessary things is serious business. Deep down, programmers are ignoring this problem because they can't understand how to do it simply. But if you grasp this problem early on, while still learning basics of programming, you will become mighty. Sure, such ideas seem wacky at first, but the more you think about all the technologies we created and how you have to learn it all, the more delicious the couch and pouch and svelte way begins to look. On the UI end, it may be that whatever does not fit the CouchDB to Svelte stores and automatic user interface updates just doesn't really matter because of how complex problems become afterwards. Even on the low operating system data level, having something as low level as the RPMs of a fan or the GPIO readout of an LED light or whatever sensor as a CouchDB style document could change the world of programming. Because whatever applications are showing that value just update automatically. There's no specific Firebase, GraphQL, server push, WebSocket, or whatever code involved here. Just whatever makes the packets flow into view. a generic five-line program to pass them on or to stop them. Finally, these little five-line filters and views is really all it takes to secure, route, and shape the data across all the various networks, processes, and applications. These are just streams of similarly shaped objects with a type or format or kind property that matches a simple filter statement. Oh, sure, the world will never be ready for such drastic step back and huge step forward, I guess. But you can still use it as a multiplier in your own programming to write nifty and powerful, and you know what? Inspiring networked applications. Oh, yeah.